Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Mark Silverman is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Sylvie is one half of Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN Chicago. And we've got a Bulls Heat matchup in Chi-Town tonight. You will hear the game here on 104.3 FM WQAM. Sylvie's Bears also are having a winning season. Whether you're a buyer or not is another story. Because I don't really know if I believe in them. But we always enjoy catching up with Sylvie on the show. He's going to be enjoying Thanksgiving week next week here in lovely South Florida, which is exciting. All right. Thanks for making time for us, Sylvie. Appreciate it, by the way.
Haven't the Dolphins been on bye all year?
Well, I was going to ask you. I see what you're saying there. So we have the Heat tonight, and we've got the Dolphins. And for sports fans not in South Florida, you're a huge sports fan, but obviously you're Chicago-based. I'm guessing the Dolphins have been a fairly big story this season because Mike McDaniel's on the hot seat and the GM's fired midseason, and they have suffered some embarrassing losses. And with the Heat, they've had this fun start to the season, but I don't know if they're very remarkable. We've had discussions here about the Heat kind of being unremarkable. So do you know anything about the Heat, or is the story outside of South Florida regarding South Florida really Dolphins-based and their foibles this season?
Yes. More Dolphins-based. Don't know much about the Heat these days with my guy Jimmy gone. And like it seems like maybe you guys have what we had. You know, we were sucking so long in Chicago that with your Dolphins, they're playing like the Bears, and the Heat just being an unremarkable team reminds me of the Bulls just truly being stuck in the middle.
I think Crowder's having a connectivity problem. He's in. Oh. He's doing the show from Vegas. Yeah.
Y'all hear me? Yeah, I went out.
Yeah, we hear you fine.
Okay. Thought you were ducking me again, but, Crowder. What's up?
No. Sylvia, but to that point where do y'all feel like y'all figured it out with the Bears with getting a young quarterback and the up-and-coming Ben Johnson? Because we seem like we need to go that route, but we don't seem like we're going to go that route. McDaniel's about to be around, and we're going to keep Tua. Would you advise us now that y'all are leading the NFC North with the new coach and quarterback that we should rehaul because we're in kind of the situation that y'all were in years ago or hell last year?
Yeah, exactly. Like when Hawk said that, like he doesn't believe or may not believe in the Bears. I think the biggest question that we bring up is like, believe in what? We don't believe, or at least most sane Bears fans, we don't believe that the Bears are a Super Bowl contender. I still don't believe that they'll end up winning the division. I do believe that they have a good shot to make the postseason, and I do believe that they've got a stronger future set up now because of their coach, Ben Johnson, who has been exactly what we've needed for years and years and years and years. We've never had a coach like this. And Caleb is coming through. Like, when you dig deep into the tape, he's still not at where Jaden was last year. He's still not playing like Drake May is playing this year. But he's been slow and steady. And I really think that Caleb will eventually arrive and be at least a really, really good quarterback.
And when you look at it through Dolphins fandom, if you had any, do you think they're making a mistake with Mike McDaniel still as the head coach? And do you think Tua can ever be something special?
I think McDaniel is, and this is, look, I always say on my show, I hate people who are out of town stupid. So, like, you guys may, like, have some expert on, and he may break down the Dolphins, but is not nearly as an expert as you guys are because you guys are closer to some of their fans. So, like, I hate to say this is the way it is, but this is what I believe in Mike McDaniel from being out of town stupid 30,000 feet above. I always loved Mike McDaniel. When I was at the Combine, because the Bears have sucked, we've gone to the Combine the last couple of years because they're always drafting in the top 10. And when I saw him at the Marriott in Indy, I was starstruck, and I wanted to get a picture with him, a selfie, because I just thought he was so unique, and he's been winning, and he had a good offense. And I think when you talk like him and you act like him, when you're winning, you're perceived as this really cool, eccentric guy. And when you're losing, that same bite and those same press conference come across like he's kind of a doofus. So I don't know what he is. I can't tell you what he is, but that's sort of how he sounds now that he's not winning and doesn't seem like he's got a really good control of things. By the way, Champ Kelly used to be here, and he's a really, really good guy. And I know he's been looking for an opportunity for a long, long time.
You talk about the out-of-town stupid where we see the good games out of Caleb, but we also see, you know, the bad stuff. But I'm not watching Bears games, to your point. I'm not watching every snap.
Right.
Is his ceiling a lot higher than Tua's? Because I'm starting to question that Tua already hit his ceiling.
I hope so. Because, like, yeah, I don't think Tua's reached the ceiling that we all thought, like the tank for Tua stuff was going to produce. I always, like, you know what I hate, Crowder? I hate, speaking of stupid, I hate that the NFL plays this game where they're not smart enough to do nuanced contracts for the next guy who's up as a free agent. So, like, Tua's got to make 50-some million. And then the next guy's got to make this much because all the other guys make it. Jordan Love, I thought, was another good example. Like, if I was a Packer fan, and thank God I'm not, even though they win much more than we do, like, they gave him that contract just because. And I think in baseball and in basketball and some of these other sports, maybe not so much basketball because there's a max, I think there's, like, different tiers. And I don't believe that Tua ever should have been paid the way he was paid. But getting to your Caleb point, I was at the game last week against Minnesota. And I think if you look at the box score, and Caleb threw, I want to say he was under 60%. His completion percentage is not good this year. But if you watch it on a play-by-play basis and look at the All-22 and look at the tape, he played a really smart game when he was blitzed at like a 70% clip against Brian Flores, who you guys know very well down there. So I think when you really dig deep into the Caleb Williams development, he's much improved in a lot of different areas that some of the box scores don't show, but he has improved in a lot of the other metrics as well that you can see and are obvious.
Sylvie, I hate myself for asking this, but is Caleb Williams, has he catapulted himself to become the face of Chicago sports currently? Because I'm thinking like Connor Bedard, Kobe White,
no,
Vooch, your boy Vooch.
For me, it's Roma Dunze. And Matas Buzelis.
But maybe it's Angel Reese in your eye. Like, I don't know. Like, what direction do we go here? Is it Caleb Williams?
You're a fan of the Mebounds, huh, with Angel?
We won some money there, Sylvie. We won some money there.
You know it. You know it. I absolutely do. I think if Caleb, first of all, he already probably is the face. I think there are faces, and I think we finally are getting here in Chicago. Like I said, I've lived here my whole life. I know Hawk grew up here. When we were growing up at the same time in the 70s, and Mark, you were in Highland Park, like, we had some really, really bad teams, really, really bad teams. The teams that Chicago's had in the last 5 to 6 years all the way around eclipsed it. It was so bad, rebuilding after rebuilding in every program we've had. So now emerging from that, You have Caleb Williams. You mentioned Mattis. I think Mattis is another guy. Bedard's finally playing up to the hype and looking like a generational talent. And PCA, I think, is another guy from the Cubs standpoint who's this electric guy who dipped off at the end, but really is star potential. And the fans gravitate towards him. But if Caleb ever becomes the true superstar in that quarterback top five list, he's going to be the biggest Chicago sports figure here next to Michael Jordan. We've never had the quarterback Crowder. We've just never had it. And I think everyone is ready to jump aboard if he truly becomes a star, which he's not there yet.
All right, let me ask about tonight's game because it is Heat and Bulls tonight. I've been fascinated with this Bulls team all season. I love Boozy and Vucci Main. Josh Giddey is unbelievable. I mean, this team has – I'm really fascinated with them because I've been watching every broadcast, and Stacey King is my absolute hero. I don't know how everyone in Chicago feels about him, but I think Stacey King, you know, aside from Eric Reed and John Crotty here in Miami – I think Stacey King and Wayne Randazzo have it going on Bulls broadcast. But the Bulls have anything? You know, the Heat and the Bulls are pretty similar record-wise. I think the Heat may have one more victory, or the Bulls may have one more victory. Do you think the Bulls can make that jump into the upper echelon of the East this season? And do you think the Heat can?
I almost wanted to laugh at the, like, I just don't believe that the Bulls are a top team or close to the top team. I think they're maybe better than they've been in the last couple of years because of those young guys you mentioned with Giddey and Mattis. We'll see with Kobe. Kobe's a really interesting case, guys. Kobe's a free agent coming up. And, like, do you pay him close to max money or $40 million a year because he's up, like we were talking about with quarterbacks? Like, is he that big of a star or that good of a player? I still feel like they've got nice players or maybe very good players. They still don't have a star. I don't believe they're a 50-win team. I believe they'll be in that 7, 8, 9, 10 thing that we're always in and facing each other in the play-in. And like, truly, I don't know about the Heat yet. I'll get a good look at them here. But the thing that we always think about the Heat here is, and I think we over-glorify them because of who you guys have around, because of Spo, because of, I still think highly of Riley. I know he's taken more criticism recently, I think, there. You guys tell me. But, like, I just have always thought that if there's a team that's going to get, like, that Heat culture more out of the roster, it's always the Miami Heat.
And what about this Matas Buzelis? Because Hawk has people thinking he's the next Magic Johnson down here in South Florida.
He
so
is.
This dude's crazy.
He is.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
He's very young. I think he just turned 21. So, you know, he's one of these kids who didn't go to college. He was never interested in school. He was a part of that G League team that was called the Ignite, that were basically a bunch of guys who didn't want to go to college so they could get paid. But now that's changed everything with NIL. So he spent his first year in the in like that G League as a professional player, but wasn't drafted yet. And then after that year of Ignite, the Bulls took him, and he fell a little bit. But he's a kid who could put the ball on the floor. He can create his own shot, something that the Bulls have not had. He's super athletic. He's a great dunker. Still, Crowder, very, very raw. But something to be hopeful about here, because the Bulls have just not had guys who have a high ceiling in recent memory, since really Jimmy.
Sylvie, have you turned the corner at all on your boy Vucevic? Because last time you were on with us, yeah, you couldn't wait to get rid of Vucevic, and he hit a big three the other day.
He's having
a game
good
winner,
season.
Having a really
he's
good,
having
season,
a good season.
And you guys can't trade him anyway, so you might as well embrace him. Sylvie?
Why do you think we can't trade him?
that contract, you know? I mean, he's too good, Sylvie. You want to keep him around. He's a bargain at this point with the numbers he's putting up.
Yeah, maybe. And, like, what I always drove me nuts about the trade with Orlando, the Bulls gave up two lottery picks and Wendell Carter for Vooch. And that's just, he wasn't worth that. He didn't make a difference. And in comparison, I don't know how well you guys know Lauri Markkanen, but I think Lowry's averaging like 30 points a game right now. And they had Lauri Markkanen on the roster. And if you compare the numbers, Lauri Markkanen's probably had a better career, or certainly he's younger and a higher upside than Vooch has had in the last 5 years. And the Bulls still haven't gotten a pick for Lauri Markkanen. They traded him. It's a lottery-protected first-round pick that dissolves into a second-round pick from Portland. So they gave up two first-round picks, lottery picks, and a player for Vooch, and they've got nothing for Markkanen. So that's what I rage against. And and sometimes, like I admit, I could be a meatball. I rage sometimes against Vooch, but it's misplaced anger.
Two giant winning shots. I mean, both threes, right?
Yep.
From Vooch this
both.
Season.
It sounds Hawk, like Sylvie saying, we'll see you in the playing tournament again, second week of April.
And it all starts tonight. Mark Silverman. Yeah, Waddle and Sylvie in Chicago. Sorry, go ahead, Sylvie.
You're not kicking me off yet, are you?
Yeah.
I keep texting Hawk about restaurants because I'm staying in Aventura. And I hear that sometimes you do staycations over there. I need a restaurant, so text me or give a shout-out right now. I need restaurants. We're going to be down there for a week, and I've never stayed in Aventura.
Well, at the Bourbon Steak is inside the Turnberry. Turnberry,
that's
whatever, back
are.
There by the water park. That's they have delicious food back there. We stay at that hotel, and right downstairs is a restaurant. It's off the chain.
That's where we're at. Yeah, we're there.
So that one right downstairs with all the wood crap everywhere. Yeah, you can go in there. It's not it's not just the look of it. They know what they're doing.
Can I drop your name?
You might. I might have dined and dashed once or twice though.
I figured for sure.
You might get a higher bill than what it was.
And then you can always take my suggestion as well. There's that Panera right over by the mall. Very good food. Delicious. Delicious.
Bagel.
Yeah, delicious bread bowl. All right, we'll see you, Sylvie. We love talking to you, man.
See you, guys. See you. All right, great talking to you guys, as always.
Mark Silverman from ESPN Chicago. You got Heat and Bulls tonight on this very radio station.
You're a bigger fan with your boy than Chicago Heat. I mean, Chicago Bulls fans are.
Well, who, on Bouzelis?
Yes.
Well, admittedly, I don't watch him on the night-in, night-out basis. This season I have been, but, like, I don't feel the way even about Vooch that he does, because I kind of passively watch the Bulls. This is the first season that I'm really paying attention to them. And if this is the first season you pay attention to Vooch, you're like, wow,
right?
That guy is unbelievable. Yeah. And also Lauri Markkanen, I don't know if you're watching him this season, but he's having an MVP season.
He's been a stud.
That guy's ridiculous.
Bouzelis is a young athletic dude who's trying to figure out how to play basketball. That's what I got from Sylvia.
That's not what he said. You are completely misconstruing what he said. I think you're forgetting he was in the dunk contest last year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.